श्रद्धा योग्यता है, इसमें यह श्रद्धा योजित हो सकता है, किंतु यथार्थ को श्रद्धा मिलते हम अर्जुन जैसे कृष्ण के जैसे उपदेश है वैसे गुरु के उपदेशों को मान कर संतान के लिए खींचा गया एंड अवे ऑल दी ऑर्डर ऑफ अदरवाइज भी करें तो ये शिक्षा में ये श्रद्धा हमें चाहिए तब वो गुरु का आदेश पालन करके शुद्ध रूप में प्रयोग कर सकता है अन्यथा नहीं कर सकता। इसलिए शास्त्रों में गुरु जी के गुरु का लक्षण और शिष्यों के भी लक्षण बदलाए गए हिंदी शास्त्र एटिक्स और दे सेंटेंस ऑफ प्योर गुरु एंड प्योर डिफेक्टिव है शिष्य उत्तम वंश का हो उत्तम वंश में आए सत्य वंश में आए भले ही वो ब्राह्मण वैश्य शूद्र में कुल में भी आए कहीं भी आए किंतु वो अच्छे कुल में ये जरूरी नहीं है कि शुद्ध कुल में आने से ही वो बुरे कुल में आ गए वहां कभी अच्छा कुल भी होगा और बहुत ही पोलाइट होगा लेकिन जैसे ही हम लोग दुखे तो अनुदिन सुखे तो बिहत क्रिया इसे में ये गुण होना चाहिए सवाल चाहिए क्या सुखे अनुदिन उसके ऊपर में सुख खाएंगे तरह तरह के किंतु वो और सुख आएगा उसे वो विकसित नहीं होगा आनंदित तो नहीं होगा जगत के जो दुख सुख हैं जय पराजय
लाभ
लाभ हानि मान अपमान सबको बराबर समझेगा ऐसा चीज गलती होने चाहिए ऐसी है दुख सुखी is not perplexing worldly unhappy misery suffering never she thinks that oh man of man honor or disgrace both are same thing worldly disrespect and disrespect has no meaning जय पराजय इट इज डिफिटेड आर दी मून इज नॉट रिग्रेट आर दी बिकम सो नेवर जय पराजय मान अपमान हमेशा बुद्धि रखता है सत्य इनकम मान सुख मित्र मानो कुछ ध्यान के बाद मुस्तम विवाह इस बात का कोई जिससे जिसके तरफ नंबर हम लोग को सत्य में स्मरण रखेंगे जितने भी दुख आते हैं अपने कर्मों का फल है ऐसा समझ करके उसे और जिसे उत्तम जो व्यक्ति हमें वो ऐसा समझेंगे कि ये अपने कर्मों का फल है या भगवान की कृपा के लिए हमारे प्रति ये सदा है भगवान की करुणा जिसमें ये दुख सब आए हैं भगवान के भक्त ये सुनते हैं भगवान का नाम करने से भगवान की कथा सुनने से उसका पाप ताप दूर हो जाते तो अभी जो कर्म जैसे दिखते हैं ये भगवान की कृपा है, जो सुख दुख अपनी कृपा से हमारे लिए कर दिया है, ये भगवान की कृपा है, ऐसा मान करके उसे समझ। जिसके पिता अर्जुन हो, जिसके चचा भीम हो, जिसके ताऊ की युधिष्ठिर महाराज हो, और जिसके रक्षक स्वयं भगवान हो, और उसका पुत्र मारा जाए, ये कभी संभव है? वो द्रौपदी के और सुभद्रा के सारे पुत्र मारे गए, उन्होंने क्या किया? सोचो आत्मा स्त्री से बात छोड़ दिया। ये कृष्ण की मर्जी है, इन महापाप है। तो कृष्ण वाज प्रोटेक्टर
Father, 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 Father,
Rossi and Subhadra Rabbi is waiting bitterly. But very soon they become happy that oh, it is due to the wind of Krishna. So it will be. That is the answer. Attain Bhakta Ho, Shishya Ho, Shanti Ho. और निरुपय हो करके जाए पराजय धार्मिक दास में से निरपेक्ष करा करके भगवान का प्रयोग तब तो वो शिष्य है आगे तो शिष्य शिष्या नहीं है इसके लिए कौन सी करते समझो और भजन करो फिर नीचे के ना कभी सुख खाएगा कभी दुख खाएगा और उसी के में ही लग गया तो भजन हो गया खत्म इस बार नहीं भजन एंड सम टाइम सफरिंग एंड सम टाइम एंड सफरिंग एंड सम टाइम हैप्पीनेस कम एंड इफ यू आर ऑलवेज इन्वॉल्व इन दिस देन व्हाई सो हाउ यू कैन डू नेवर लेट इट एज यू गो शिष्य को ये सब आता ऐसा करने वाला किसी ही गुरु जी की सेवा कर सकता है गुरु जी गुरु जी के अभिलाषा क्या है ये चीज से समझेगा रूपचारी महाप्रभु जी की अभिलाषा समझा कुशलता इट इज सपोज टू नो हार्डली डिजायर ऑफ हिज मास्टर एंड वेरी टू फुलफिल इट And if he does not know the interior mood of his Gurudev, then he is not. He is really not. Also, when a Guru should be a high-class person, very high. This is a Guru ki wo visam rup mein seva kare. जैसे रूप गोस्वामी ने सनातन गोस्वामी की और महाप्रभु की सेवा की इस तरह से रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी जी ने रूप गोस्वामी की सेवा की दामोदर की सेवा की और सब लोगों ने मिलकर के महाप्रभु की सेवा की यह भजन का क्रम है पारमार्थिक जीवन में पहले हम ऐसा नहीं हो सकते इससे ऐसा नहीं हो सकता प्रारंभ इसलिए गुरु उसका सुधार करने के लिए मठ इत्यादि का निर्माण किया और सेवा में लगाने की चेष्टा करते हैं परंतु खुद बुद्धि गुरु हो और भगवत भक्ति आए उसके लिए इसलिए सभी करने पर भी स्कूल छुट्टी मिल गए क्रम पर इसको हटाना चाहिए भजन के द्वारा। और यदि वो लौकिक कामों को ही अधिक प्रतिष्ठा देने लग गया और परमात्मा की उपेक्षा करने लगा, उसको अपना कर्तव्य समझने लगा, तो अपने प्रकृति से लगा आए थे हरिभजन को गोल करने लगे एक बार। इट्स राइट टू एक्वायर और वर्ल्डली थिंग, वी शुड नॉट थिंक दैट ओह दिस इज माय ड्यूटी। अवर ड्यूटी, होम ड्यूटी, ओरिजिनल ड्यूटी, ट्रांसेंडेंटल ड्यूटी, फर्स्ट टू सर्व। But we are not qualified now, so from beginning we should go. इसलिए जगन्नाथ दास बाबा जी महाराज या हमारे प्रभुपाद के भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती मठ का निर्माण करके जो जो आए हरिभजन करने के लिए सबको हरिभजन में लगाने की चेष्टा की। किसी को कहा जाइए पब्लिकेशन डिपार्टमेंट, किसी को कहा जाइए शिक्षा, किसी का मठ संचालन, किसी का पुस्तक लेखन, किसी का जिसकी जो अगर किसी उसी में लगा प्रभुपाद किसी फर्स्ट गेट ऑल काइंड ऑफ दिस टाइप ऑफ अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर एबिलिटी एंड क्वालिटी वॉज सो काइंड बट वी कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड वी फॉर दैट ऑफ दे आर टोल्ड फर्स्ट टू डू दिस वनली नॉट टू एडवांस आगे बढ़ने के लिए नहीं कहा, बस इसी में हम उसको किसी उपाय तुम कीर्तन करो, किसी उपाय तुम भागवत पाठ करना, किसी कार्य जो भी छात्र चलाओ, किसी को कुछ कहा उसकी योग्यता, किंतु उसी में ही जा गए और आगे बढ़े नहीं भजन में, इतनी स्पृहा नहीं आई भगवान का भजन करने की, तो सबने नहीं के ड्यूटी में यही आदेश दिया बस उसी में रह गए। So we should try to know the internal mode of Guru. Sri Chaitanya Manohi Samshkhaat Sanjeng Guru Kadeshwari Rupa Sadam Vali Mkadar. Rupa Goswami jaise apne Guru ka mood samjha, patek shishya ko apne Guru ki baat samajh karke, usko paman karne ki chesta karni chahiye. School ko anusar chote jana chahiye. मत समझो ये इमेज रूप हो गया और कुछ सीखने लायक नहीं है। बहुत से लोग ऐसा समझते हैं खाने कमाने लायक हो गए हैं अब हमारा पेट भर जाएगा, ये जीवन का भी है। लेकिन जानो वी आर नाउट क्वालिफाइड टू टू मेंटेन अवर लाइफ एंड हाउ वी कैन मेंटेन, so nothing to advance, we are too much advanced, ऐसा मत सोचो। दीन हीन होकर के गुरु के भावों को समझ कर गुरु की क्या इच्छा, जो भगवान की इच्छा, महापुरुष की जो इच्छा वही गुरु की इच्छा, क्या इच्छा कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय थे, वो कृष्ण प्रेम देने के लिए है, उसे नीचे की चीज को दे जिसको बड़े बड़े आचार्य लोग नहीं दे सके। The reach of Gurudev is reach of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to realize his three wishes and secondly to distribute Rag Marga. So this is the main intrinsic mode of Gurudev, Divine Gurudev. बहुत से लोग अपक्त अवस्था में इसको ग्रहण करते हैं राधा कुंड में और इसका चिंतन करते हैं, किंतु अपक्त अवस्था में फिर उसका पतन हो जाता है। इसे हम भी सावधानी से रखने के लिए समय हो गया। थोड़ा सा दो शब्द बताने के लिए आया। आई कैन टू स्पीक टू वर्ड बिकॉज फॉर सो मेनी लॉन्ग टाइम आई वॉज नॉट स्पीकिंग। आई कैन नॉट स्पीक विथ ऑल एट ए टाइम बट एनी वन कैन आस्क एट एनी टाइम आई एम रेडी टू हेल्प बट बी क्वालिफाइड। डोंट थिंक दैट आई एम सो मच क्वालिफाइड। अपने को मत सोचो कि मैं बहुत क्वालिफाइड हो गया। ये अयोग्यता का एक लक्षण है। दिस इज द सिस्टम ऑफ अनक्वालिफाइड और कुछ बाकी नहीं रहा है। ये मत सोचो दिन ही होकर के गुरु के चरणों में निवेदन करके क्रमशः हम लोग भक्ति पथ पर अग्रसर विश्वास के साथ उत्साह निश्चार करते। हरे कृष्ण गौ प्रणाम हरे
सो अप टू डेज वनली बॉय वनली हैव बीन नो इंटेलिजेंस he get that we should honor especially those who are pure devotees. They should be humble and try to give honor to others. This is only way to progress in Krishna consciousness. Now we should come to our point. Oh, now it is 7. Come to with me in Vrindavan or Mathura. We concentrate your mind, no? You know that all the human beings in the whole world, ever, even you are in America, the richest person now a day in the whole world, and you are making so much money, your house is full of all kinds of comforts and everything, very very beautiful wife you have, and when she becomes of 1 year, 2 years, you can divorce and again you pick up and very good children qualify, everything is okay, having 2, 3, 4, 5 dogs, no hog. So you, but even there are so many problems, all are suffering, especially those who are rich, more suffering than anyone. So in this world, anyone is not happy. And this life is full of misery, problems, difficulties, sorrow, suffering, and oldness also. And so many things, rogues, full of rogues, diseases. In this world there is none who has never tasted any kinds of suffering, sorrows or problems. I think among you there are so many rich persons, but any of you can raise hand that I have never have any problem, without problem, and I am always all time I am happy. Can anyone tell? Oh, today in morning you are telling that I am sick. I remember. So in this world there are none, whether he can be king prime minister, president or anything. Only if there is any devotee surrendered to Krishna, he may be happy. But he will tell, I am not happy. He never will tell. What he will tell? Oh, very big problem. Why I am alive? Why I am not dying? Because I have no darshan of Krishna. So in this world, anyone is not happy. So all the jivas, they want happiness. There are so many sufferings, problems in this world, and all are unhappy. That is why all want pure happiness. But it is absurd in this Maya sansara, in this material world, anyone can have happy. That is why all the Vedas has told, sukham me bhuyat, dukham me ma bhuta. All the Vedas are telling that we should always be happy. Always happiness comes to me. And suffering should not come. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told, karmanya rahmananang dukkhattai sukhaya cha paschet pakam viparyasam mithuni charinam. In whole world, all are trying to have happiness. They want to be happy. For this, they try themselves, are mixing with wife and husband, sometimes whole family, sometimes like Sanyukta Rashtra, assembly of all the United Nations. They try, but they cannot check war, they cannot check anything, because they are themselves having so many problems. If they have so many problems, how they can solve other problems? They cannot. So it is told that we are trying for happiness, but our sufferings are so strong. They come and they keep their fists on our head and forcibly. What? We'll have to test forcibly. We are bound to test them. Can you have any remedy to escape from old age? Never. From death? Never. So all want that I should be happy. But only wanting will do? All want. But all are dukhi, all are suffering. But it cannot be told that always they are unhappy and they have no little, say, a piece of happiness. Oh, they have. But that happiness is like a very little. And at once they pass away. Again, second. Always problems coming, suffering coming like waves. We say that, oh, this problem we will solve and we will be happy. In the meantime, you are saying, oh, more bigger problem comes. So we are bound to this. Something coming from when you are married, at once you are saying that, oh, at the day of marriage, oh, very beautiful, very beautiful. And next day we will see, she will want some ornaments and so many things. Or she will first control that you should not love anyone. If you have any girlfriend, you should. Oh, she cannot do. And so many problems come. So, in this world, there is no pure happiness. But we anyhow, we want pure happiness. And what is pure happiness? There is happiness, but not in this world. And that is called Brahmananda. What a jiva can test in himself. See, if he can attain salvation, then he can test Brahmananda. No distress at all. But Brahmananda is also not pure, not any affirmative, negative way. Like, what is negative? What negative? If a man had caught anyone and he was going to choke his. Then he was crying, save me. And he was about to die. And he was pushing. But anyone came and saved him. And then he stood up and now I'm saved. So this is salvation and this is Brahmananda's life. Not positive anything. But if you are serving Krishna, really that is happiness. Otherwise not. Krishna is embodiment of Ananda. I am Anandam, I am Brahma. If you are not following, serving, chanting, remembering Krishna, you cannot be happy in any way. So this is called not Brahmananda, this is called praying, love and affection to Krishna. And these are so many various of kinds. So he wants happiness, but he does not know what is happiness. Really, this to serve Krishna and the love and affection of gopis, serving Krishna and they are having so much ananda, ananda pure. So, really we want like such love and affection, but we don't know what is that. But we want to happiness like such. If anyone wants to be happy, Krishna has transformed into Shastra. So in Shastra is written that if you will follow my instructions, you can have that kind of love and affection. So Shastra has told. And in all Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal Shastra, to whom you can rely and believe. He cannot cheat you, because Srimad Bhagavat is the embodiment of Krishna himself. For in all Shastra it has been written that if you will serve Krishna, then you will really be happy. If you are chanting, remembering Krishna, then by doing bhakti to Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, will be happy and then you must be happy. But Srimad Bhagavat was telling, he is telling some difference. What? Srimad Bhagavat is telling, all jivas, you have no power, no, you have no qualification that you can serve Krishna. Never you can. You are like powerless. You cannot serve. You cannot call Krishna. Never you cannot call. All Shastra has told that you should remember and call Krishna. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. Kalo Naste, Naste, Naste. It has told in Vishnu Purana or other Purana, not in Srimad Bhagavatam. So all Shastra has told that you should do bhajan to Krishna. But Srimad Bhagavatam, what is telling? Oh, you cannot call Krishna. Oh, Krishna is descending to call you. He is so merciful. Out of mercy, he has descended to this world. You cannot go there. Answer. Can you go to Vrindavan, Gokul, Navadvip, Dham there, Shwetdvip? You cannot go. You cannot call him. But Krishna is so, the Krishna of Srimad Bhagavatam is so merciful. He took his clothes and he descended to this earth in Vrindavan and he was calling to all. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, you should only hear from, you should give your ears. Only ears. Not I don't want anything. Guru, the real guru, qualified guru, Mallitav. Oh, give your ears to me. I don't want anything. Your wealth, your anything I don't want. I want your ears. And I want to purify your ears. And by ears, I will give something in your heart that you will be happy forever. Transcendental happiness will come to you. There is no other process to be happy. You are crying for Krishna, but your crying has no power. How your crying? I am giving an example. Our crying is like this. Oh, there was a very beautiful class, very powerful class. All the devotees were there. And those who were speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, telling Harikatha, he has so much ear. And also
long ear.
And it was quietly, it has become white. And he was telling like this and that. And his ears were all were attentively hearing. And an old lady, oh, he was sitting there, and always weeping, tears coming. The Sadhu Baba who was speaking Harikatha, when it was finished the class, all went gracefully, and lady was there. He called that lady, "Oh mother, oh, you are very high class of this. My what Harikatha touched your heart, and why you are weeping so bitterly?" Then he again began to weep more and telling that, "Baba, what to tell? I have a what? Not bakari, bakari. Male goat." And he was so strong. And he has so much beard like you, just. Sometimes I used to give something to eat, and then he happily used to eat like this and that. So when you are telling Baba Harikatha, your beard, like my, I remember always my that goat, and anyone has just stolen away, what to do? I am weeping for that. So our calling to Krishna is like that. So, it may be some semblance, but not semblance, pratibimba.
Reflection.
Our arti should be pure. Oh, we cannot have that kind of arti. Arti means?
Sincere prayer.
Sincere prayer. sincere with separation mode from heart, core of heart, but Krishna has these things. And that is why he descended. Oh, lakhs and lakhs, koti, more than us, he is waiting for us. Because he is father of father of father, beloved of beloved of beloved. He has so much love and affection for us. Oh, they are suffering so much for getting me. They cannot come to me. They cannot even call me, weeping bitterly, not hot milk. So I must go to them. And that is why he descended. With his flow, his all beauty, essence of all the beauty he took, and he came. And he is calling us, but we are not here. Try to realize this. Sarva bhuta manoharam jagam kalau bam disha manoharam. So he took his flute and he was singing on clean and he was calling. But we cannot hear this sound also. We are not so much qualified. So we cannot go to Krishna and call. That is why Krishna came. Even in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, conjugal both they came. Only to call us. And he went here and there and he took sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu life. So Bhagavata is telling like this. Nigam kalpataror galitang phalam sukham khad amrit davasundam pivat bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika. Krishna became like fruit, nigam kalpataru fruit. No, nothing, only a rasa. And he was brought by whom? Sukadeva Goswami in Guru Parampara. So, Krishna has descended to this world to call us. Why? Oh, don't be suffering. Be happy. Transcendental happiness you should have and to give. But we are not qualified even to this. We don't want to be transcendental happy. Oh, Bhagavata is telling, Kangva Dayalum Saranam Brajan. He is asking to all others, Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Mahabharata, Ramayana, to all. Srimad Bhagavati is questioning, Kangva Dayalum Saranam Brajima. He is asking, but none is replying. And then Srimad Bhagavat himself, Oho Bhakiyam Stanakalavitam. Even a demon like Putana, always taking the flesh and new blood of babies everywhere. So this demon and went to kill Krishna. And what Krishna did? He changed his clothes, he changed his body, and he sent to Vaikuntha, more than that. So we should try to serve Krishna and to hear Krishna. We should be qualified. How you can? Or through any qualified devotee. Like guru, devotee, something. You cannot go. So all, Shastra has told that all human want happiness and they want to meet with Krishna. But Bhagavad tells what? Bhagavan wants you. You know also that in all Shastra it has been told that when Krishna went to Mathura and Gopi was feeling separation, then all Shastra are telling what? That Gopis sent any hansa swan fled to Mathura to tell their separation news, how they are suffering. But Srimad Bhagavata is telling another thing. What? Krishna was suffering so much. And he was suffering so much that he has to send his messenger. Understanding? Gopis are not sending, but Krishna is sending because he is so merciful. So merciful. So bhakti is so much katar for Bhagavan. Katar means? Always suffering, always weeping, separation, feeling separation, hankering. But Srimad Bhagavat was telling opposite. Krishna is hankering from his devotees. Always. Krishna always calling